Live from Mikey's Cave,
Mahoney's Irish Pub and Steakhouse presents the Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Gonna tell your brother.
Oh, brother.
You're listening to the Colvin Brothers.
Take this, brother.
I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Brother Michael.
My name is Michael.
K-A-R-S, cars for kids.
Yarga, my brother.
The Colvin Brothers.
The family tree, Michael and Steven, brothers.
It's the Colvin Brothers plan.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Watch it, buddy.
So, what did your brother do to you?
Why did I take this gig again?
How you doing? This is Roosevelt Colvin.
With six, you get Egg Roll and the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Yes.
I think that'd be more of a fact. It wasn't really fun.
Number six for Colvin.
I don't wipe the floor with you, Woody.
See about that, kid.
Brent Gretzky.
Michael!
The Colvin Brothers.
Hash Brown.
Comedy.
On Z93.
Stranger Things.
Hey, Dingus, your children are here.
With the Colvin Brothers.
Isn't it past your bedtime?
Isn't it time you die?
On Z93.
Good evening, everybody. It's Sunday. You know what that means. It's time for the Colvin Brothers podcast. And this week, we're going to the upside down. It's a little strange in this studio today.
Stranger things have happened. And, you know, it's not really my genre, but I respect what they do with it. And I've been enjoying it. I came in late to the party. I think I started watching it right around the time that Dad died. I need something to, like, take my mind off of all that.
It's because you're an idiot.
That's right. And I have to say that this season's been very, very enjoyable.
This season's been really good. It was a season four that we're on right
yeah.
now? Yeah. They did sign up for season five. I don't know who's going to be back, but the Duffer Brothers promised a headcount. And today is July 3rd, and it dropped the final two episodes 2 days ago. And no spoilers.
It's a really weird split because usually, like with Better Call Saul, you get at least 7 and 6 or something that's close. Here, like we got 7 and then we're getting 2. I don't understand the logic behind that.
I think it's because of COVID, and these last two episodes are going to be like supersized, so it's probably going to be 4 hours.
I don't know. That last one was pretty well supersized. It took me a week to get through it.
It was an hour and 40 minutes of greatness. But the first song to kick things off was Kate Bush running up that hill, and Max got away, you know, so we have to send that out to Max. Not Maxinine. As Frank would call one of our great nieces. Is that what we call her, a great niece?
She doesn't respond to anything, so I don't know.
But Kate Bush, okay, listen to this. From the moment that it came out, May 27th, when the fourth season dropped, all the way till June 23rd, because she owns everything to this song, she's got $2.3 million in royalties.
Good for her. I mean, she's been around. Wow. We've talked about her on the show before. David Gilmour discovered her in the 70s.
When Gilmour.
When she was like 15 and took care of business. Then Peter Gabriel had a whack at it. And but like in the States, the biggest that she ever did was Running Up That Hill. I think it made it like top 30.
It made it to number one. It took 37 years to
get there. No, I'm talking about like back when it was originally released in 86. Yeah. Because it was a contemporary song, you know, during my formative years when I was a teenager, when I was the same age as the kids in Stranger Things. So it's a perfect song for it. It just wasn't that big. It's nice to see that the show has turned it into what it did.
We have a new voice in the studio, as Mole likes to call her. It's Tyne. Hello,
Tyne. Hey, Tyne.
Yay, team.
Oh, hold on a second. The hotline's ringing. Yeah, it's Denny. No. It's just this break. Okay. Yeah, we're getting River. All right, now we got to take care of it.
I did a good job.
I'm going to replace DJing. You with DJ Tilt.
Oh, yeah.
But in some places, he's DJ Mitch.
Yes.
Only on the calendar.
Yeah, he's going to be DJ Tilt this Saturday. But either way, so, Tyne, welcome to the show. You've been, basically, we reward our top fans by giving them a chance to come in and see if they have any chops.
Yes, yay me.
And yeah. D.O.T. Taylor is always here because he loves pizza, and he loves to match his microphone with his shirt.
Yes.
Speaking of our friend Denny, Mahoney's is the official sponsor of the Colvin Brothers podcast. You can check out all the specials at mahoneysirishpub.com. Tomorrow, I don't know if he's coming back from the dead, but Caesar's rock and roll show is on the deck at 6 o'clock, brother.
Yeah, we're going to be featuring Caesar. That's a tradition at Mahoney's for the past, I don't know, 8 or 10 years.
Where's there a deck?
It's the patio.
You're breathing all the smoke.
Semantics. Yeah. You can go out there and smoke with Caesar. And then I'll be getting there during their set because once the fireworks, you know, it's going to be the biggest fireworks that we've had in years because COVID really put, like, they didn't have it at all 2 years ago. Last year, they kind of half-assed it. So this year, we're finally back with the true walkway fireworks, but you're not going to be able to get out of downtown Poughkeepsie for hours. So what you do is you say, screw it, and you come into Mahoney's, and I'll play you your favorite tunes.
Speaking of tunes, there's this whole hour, everything is from the Stranger Things first four seasons.
They've got quite a soundtrack. I found about 65 songs.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed that we didn't get Baltimora, Tarzan Boy.
Yeah, well,
I love that song.
You can chop the show to another station.
Or one of the best scenes of the series was the end of season three with Never Ending Story, which brought that song back.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And you know what? Let's do this song because I know Tyne probably has some shine for Steve. Is that one of your favorite characters on the show?
I do enjoy Steve.
Did you like him before he got with Nancy? Because before he was Nancy is where this next song is featured, where he was still kind of like the a-hole.
No, I like him better when he's the babysitter.
All right, so you like him better when he's teaming up with Dustin.
Yes.
All right, well, this next song is for our boy Steve on the Stranger Things. It's Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night. We're the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Shit!
Mahoney's Irish Pub and Steakhouse of Poughkeepsie is the official sponsor of the Colvin Brothers Show here on Z93. And if you're looking to host your private party, Mahoney's has two great options.
The Vesta Room can hold parties from 30 to 200 people. The room gives you privacy for meetings, holiday parties, rehearsal dinners, retirement parties, and so much more. Then there's the Clotta Room, ready for your next party, accommodating up to 85 people, featuring your own bar and dance floor.
Book your next event today. Call Pat at 471-7026 or visit Mahoney'sIrishPub.com.
Time to get some stray
bald eagle.
Please repeat.
Bald eagle. This is bald eagle
with the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
When I'm on fire, my body will be
forever yours, nocturnal heat.
An ice campfire, oh, burning wood, in the world of wild, ignite our dreams of starry skies, and you and me, us realize, our bigger themes of
change.
Colvin Brothers podcast, and right there from Stranger Things. How about a little Echo and the Bunny Man, Nocturnal Me?
They were supposed to be like the Next Doors. They didn't quite get there, but they had that vibe to them. They did a cover of People Are Strange. Was it the Lost Boys soundtrack?
I think so, yeah.
Michael doesn't even realize he's foreshadowing something later in the show.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, I like that. I like when that happens.
I don't know
you
much.
You know, they're still touring.
The Doors?
No.
Oh, because, you know, RJ's probably working the event if they are at Bethel.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, let me offer you a mask.
They were on hiatus from like 93 to 96, but then they went back out on tour.
Okay. You know, they're another one of those, you know, don't kill yourself at our concerts bands. You know,
yeah.
We were talking about that last week, like the Smiths and
yeah.
The Cure and things like that. But, you know, they're cool.
Depeche Mode.
The Colvin Five.
Are you ready for the Colvin Five?
On Z93.
All right. So the Colvin Five this week is sponsored by Belize Jewelers, and they are open Tuesday through Saturday. Phone number is 845-227-2550. Check them out on Facebook, Route 82. The nicest guy. He's been there for 25 years. He helped our mother out, James Belize. So George or Teen, if you guys got some gold that you want to sell, bring it over there. Or if you want to impress somebody, go over there, talk to James, tell him the Colvin Brothers sent
you. Does he still hit the Renegade game on a regular basis? Because I hung out with him last year.
Yeah, he sponsors events throughout the year.
Okay.
So he tries to get out there. I can't tell you when.
The big thing with me is you got to make sure if you're going to have me up by where you're working, I have to have an elevator.
Well, no, on Friday I had you sit with Bob Hand. How'd that go?
That was amazing. I've still got I haven't showered since April because I'm not allowed, so I still smell like tennis balls.
Oh, yeah. The tennis ball toss will always happen on a fireworks night.
Oh, there's like a certain stench that wet tennis ball. Yeah. There's nothing in the world like it.
So what we asked on the Colvin Brothers on Z93 Facebook page is, what drink is in this pitcher?
Yes.
And it was like the old school pitcher from like the 80s.
Even earlier than that, our mother had the same pitcher for 25 years.
Yeah, it was like a brown pitcher.
Yeah, ours was, yeah. It might have started out yellow, but it was brown by the time we got to it.
The drink that I remember was iced tea, because Mom would go out and buy like the iced tea mix. And I used to get hit with a wooden spoon because I would take the jar of like the sugar.
Just eat it with the spoon?
Yeah, I was scooping it into my mouth. underneath the dining room table until Jude came by with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, the first thing they taught me at kidney school was how bad that stuff is for you. So keep drinking it, kids.
Oh, man. Anybody else have something they want to share before we get to the five?
What about you, Dean?
Mine always had Crystal Light in it. Usually lemonade, and our pitcher was yellow, so you could never tell if it was really lemonade or if it was just water in there. But more often than not, it was lemonade.
What do you got, Taylor?
If you were doing fancy, you were doing Country Time lemonade, or if you're doing generic, it was probably the Grand Union powdered iced tea.
Nice.
Oh, the Grand Union. Now, which Grand Union did your mother shop at?
The one on Main Street.
That goes back.
Whereabouts would that be now?
It's like a Rite Aid
or something. Furniture store. That's from the Red Tomato.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, George, while you're at it, why don't you give us our first five?
Denver Darren chimes in, concentrated orange juice with double the water added.
That sounds like something that Darren, he's one of those people that's like he's hypering without trying to be. So, of course, whatever he's drinking is going to be straight from concentrate.
Number four is probably similar. Derek Sharp, our old boy, in OHIO. Canned frozen orange juice from the grocery store.
Well, there's only so many options. Like, you know, how many different things are you going to put? Because you're not going to put soda in it. Because soda goes bad the second. Well, like, because Raz always comes by with those 2-liter. I'm like, no, don't bring the 2. He brought more 2-liter bottles because they go bad, like, the next day.
Yeah, you lose all the fizz. No one ever tightens it enough.
Yeah, the fizz. So you can only put so many things into these pitchers. What do you got there, team?
Well, Linda Schell and Sandy Viani, they said Tang.
Now, Tang, that's a good one. Steven, you were like at the tail end of Tang.
No, I remember Tang very, but it was well.
It was introduced, and the gimmick was, and this is even before my time, they were saying it's what the astronauts drank. Like the people, not even the ones that landed on the moon, but the guys before
the ones
them.
That just floated
the ones
space.
That were just floating around for, it was so.
Major
they,
Tom,
the
maybe.
And for whatever reason, when I was very little, there was Orange Tang and Grape Tang. Grape Tang mysteriously disappeared one day, and you never heard from it again.
Maybe it's one of those Mandela effects.
I thought it had something to do with like the red M&Ms, but they made a comeback.
Is that Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
Similar. Okay. Oh, all right. Michael's got number two.
All right. Lauren Shields, my former next-door neighbor, Catherine Hill, they both said ShopRite's powdered iced tea, which is another Jude favorite, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think ours was from Wild Bombs.
Yes, it was. Because
that was the home of the original Just a Buck.
It was also where Mom would get her $5 Petri wine. 5-gallon jug for
$5. Oh, God.
The big closer, I got Nathan, was it Laco?
Mm-hmm.
I got Mary Robin, Jackie Kunda, Lisa Kaplan, Christy Welsh Cohen. Hey, 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 it's the Kool-Aid Man.
Now, each of them picked a different flavor. We never really had the Kool-Aid.
Mom would break out.
Kool-Aid it was like a special treat.
Kool-Aid comes in colors.
I'm not kidding. We only got soda at Thanksgiving, and Kool-Aid was like for what?
Mom would break out the Kool-Aid, but it would stain the inside of her pitcher. Yes. So once you wash that out, it still had the stain. So you had like a blue stain drinking your iced tea. Yeah. But Kool-Aid, and it's still to this day, it's still rocking in the shop, right?
It stained my hair in high school.
All right, that's the Colvin Five, folks.
The Colvin Brothers want to ensure you don't turn into Breckman this Independence Day.
Somebody stop by Kmart's. I need a matching Hawaiian shirt for my bathing suit.
Well, there's a reason they went out of business.
Your cousin is vegan. Oh, let her graze in the backyard.
Offer her an impossible potato.
Leave the Jarts lawn darts in the garage. I just ran out of waivers.
No, but by all means, let them play with the high-powered slingshots.
Not sure what's in the second freezer, but cook it anyway.
Ignore the expiration dates. Those are just suggestions anyway.
The boat parade kicks off the weekend. Hopefully, they all appreciate our Lady Liberty theme.
It ain't your skirt they're trying to look up.
What dance was popular in 1776? Independence.
And here's where I check out.
We found some cherry bombs in Grandpa's attic. Have the kids light those at dusk.
As soon as Cousin Eddie finds his fingers.
Where's the Pepto? 8 chili dogs wasn't the best idea.
If you can get past Aunt Ethel, it's all yours, baby.
Anybody have time for a Betsy Ross joke?
You don't have to turn into Breckman this Independence Day.
How about if we watch the fireworks show instead of recording it?
Keep listening to the Colvin Brothers. We can help.
Hi, this is Lewis Chu. You're listening to the Stranger Things episode with the Colvin Brothers on Z93. I'm going to go out now and get some strange.
Lightened, all the papers lightened. sense when all you talk and Superman just take away the time and get in the way. Ain't it just like crying? And love, love, love.
Colvin Brothers on Z93, The Stranger Things. We are in the Upside Down in Michael's basement today. We have Little Bryce. We have Little Duchess. We have Trixie. Is it Trixie or Dixie?
Well, Trixie, if anybody that's politically correct comes around. Otherwise, if anybody that's woke comes by, her name is Trixie.
And the ghost of Zilch is in here, too.
The ghost of you from the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah, ghost in you. And I think Michael's got a story for us.
All the great bands that had brothers like Oasis, The Kinks, Psychedelic Furs were made up by a pair of brothers that hated each other, and they played the Civic Center. It was after their peak. Like, they were still putting records out, but nobody cared. It was probably like early 90s, and they played the Civic Center, and the show like took an hour and a half to start because one brother was there and the other one refused to show up. So there I am, the guy that has to introduce the band and everything like that, caught in the middle of all of the nonsense. But great band, you know, one of those 80s bands that you hear. There are in a lot of those the John Hughes movies, like Pretty in Pink. That's the Psychedelic Furs.
Yes.
Well, maybe we'll do a Pretty in Pink show.
We can do that.
Or we should do a John Hughes show.
That's probably better. Yeah. Was it like there's like four movies or five?
Yeah, because I was just joking before when I said Pretty in Pink, but we could do a John
Hughes
show.
Yeah, we could totally do that. Yeah,
Breakfast Club.
St. Elmo's Fire.
16 Candles.
Breakfast Club.
And there were two others, I think, that weren't as big but still count.
So Stranger Things is the theme this week. And all throughout the show, we're doing songs from the first four seasons. It is July 3rd, so if you already watched the last two episodes, we're not doing spoilers.
Did they ever kill anybody that you've seen before? Because it seems like as soon as there's somebody with a speaking role that you've never seen on the show before, they're done 5 minutes later. They don't keep people around to kill.
Billy. Yeah, Billy.
Billy be one of the very few examples of a major character they killed.
And Sean Astin, who was on Goonies.
That goes back to, what was it, second season?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah, so this might come up in one of my questions. So I decided to do a quiz because Michael's going to give his microphone to Brian Wilson because we got a Beach Boys song coming up.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson, the famous Beach Boys. How you doing?
Hey, Brian Wilson. And we also have D.O.T. Taylor. And we got Teen. And each of you guys have your buzzers.
Indeed.
Okay, so Bryce is going to keep track of who's in the lead because last week we annoyed RJ to the point where he has no idea who won or how to distinguish a fish and a fish and a fish.
Well, I know I lost. I don't know who won, but I
think I think Puff won. I'm pretty sure Puff won because I listened to it twice.
I want to play a game.
So a lot of these questions, even when I was looking them up, I was like, oh man, I don't remember this. So we'll have to see who wins, all right? What is the name of the restaurant that Eleven steals fries from in Chapter 1 of Stranger Things? Brian Wilson.
Sambo's.
Not Sambo's. Anybody else?
Carol's.
Not Carol's. I'll give you a hint. It starts with a B.
Benny's.
Yeah, it is Benny's. Team with the win. How'd you pull that out?
I don't know.
Oh, Benny's Burgers. What is the name of the steelworks that Billy is dragged into in Stranger Things Season 3? Brian Wilson.
My father used to make me crap on the newspaper.
No. It's not that one, Brian. What do you got there, team?
She's a maniac.
No, it was actually the Brimboard. Let me throw you a softball. In Season 3 of Stranger Things, who is Dustin's girlfriend he met at camp? Brian Wilson.
Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann. Can you sing that for us?
Bob, 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 Bob.
You mean Uncle Ba? I'm Uncle Ba. All right, what do you got, teen?
Susie.
It is Susie. You got to push your buzzer, though, to make
the
fish.
I tried, and then Brian Wilson hit his.
Is it like styrofoam? Our old Aunt March, she couldn't touch styrofoam. You're not touching the buzzer. It's very strange.
I think about it.
Which character is played by Matthew Modine in Stranger Things? Teen.
Papa.
No, give me the real name. What's his name? Papa Don't Preach is who?
Papa.
Dr. Papa.
The doctor starts with a B. Brian Wilson, what do you got?
Baba.
My father, you expect me in my ear.
You had a lot of issues growing up, Brian. Anybody got?
Dr. Benetton?
No, Martin Brenner. So no points there. Bryce, who's winning so far?
Do I get half a point for Papa?
Which character is played by Ross Partridge in Stranger Things?
I think I love you.
Yes. But not for this contest.
We love you too.
Who's played by Ross Partridge in Stranger Things?
Mike's dad.
Lonnie Byers. All right. I don't know if Lonnie's a guy or a girl, but let's just go with it.
Okay.
What is the name of Will's older brother in the show Stranger Things?
Dustin.
No, Steve stole Nancy.
Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan. Spoiler alert. Because I think Steve's getting back together with Nancy. There's a lot of vibes there. What is the name of the elderly woman who talks to Nancy about infected rats in season 3 of Stranger Things? This is horrible.
The librarian.
Doris Driscoll. I don't know. Let's keep going.
No idea.
Let me try to find it. Oh, this is a good one.
I don't know these characters.
And the cool thing about Stranger Things is there's a lot of characters, Michael talked about this before, that they bring into the show just to kill. Okay? What is the name of the Russian scientist that Jim and Joyce kidnap in season 3 of Stranger Things? He's always having an icy in his hand.
Dr. Kozlov.
Kozlov.
Enzo.
Alexei. Oh, you guys are sucking, man. Now I know how RJ feels. Who are Mike Wheeler's parents in the series Stranger Things?
Mom and Dad.
Karen and Ted. What is the name of season 3, chapter 2 of Stranger Things? And I'll give you a hint. It was also a movie that followed Clerks.
Dogma.
Mallrats.
Mallrats. Hey, Brian Wilson's back.
Hey, this is Brian Wilson from the Famous Beach Boys. Look for me in 88.
Oh, man. Brian Wilson was over in the corner laying in his drool, and he woke up to know that it was the Mallrats. So he gets a win right there.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin.
I'm glad that Brian Wilson brought up 88. There's no correlation. But season 1 of Stranger Things takes place in what year?
84.
No. George.
1981.
No. Brian.
1983.
Hey!
Big closer.
All right, big closer. One of our favorite characters of season 4 is Eddie. And if Michael was still in the studio right now, I can tell you there was an Eddie at every lunch table at John Jay. Okay?
He has told me that.
But Eddie, when he puts on his wig and he does all his makeup, he changes his voice because it was originally from what country? Teen.
Australia.
Australia, mate. All right.
Oh, you can go surfing in Australia.
Hey, Brian, bring us into our next song, California Dreaming.
We're going to go back to 1986. Me and Roger McGuinn were snorting lines off of stripper's thighs, and we decided to redo California Dreaming. It's the Famous Beach Boys.
Oh, man, a perfect story for kids listening to the Stranger Things episode. We're the Coleman Brothers on Z93.
All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. Yeah. I'd be safe and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming. Such a winter's day.
It's the Colvin Brothers podcast, and all hour long, Stranger Things is the theme. Music from all four seasons. Stray Cats rock this town, which we'll send out to Auntie Cece for Bryce, because you know what? Anything that's cats in it, Carolyn will definitely approve.
Well, our whole family is that way.
Yeah, we love cats.
Meow.
Yes.
Except for Frank, when he used to just have Christopher drop him off at random farms, but that's a horrible story. That's a horror story.
You got your Rugrat.
Okay, so since it's Stranger Things theme, there's only two episodes left. People are already watching it, but we're not giving any spoilers. Who do we think is going to be one of the bodies that's going to end up in the body count, the Duffer Brothers?
I just wanted to come to chime in and say, as the oldest person here, growing up, especially in Dale City, Virginia, in the 70s, there were five guys on our block that were dead ringers for Murray. That was a bona fide look. The balding with the black beard and the oversized glasses. I could picture them. They all lived in our development. They drove Volkswagen Rabbits.
He's one of my favorite characters, so I hope he doesn't die.
I don't want him to die. I'm just saying, like, I'm like watching him. I'm like, that's like five guys that I grew up around.
So I'm gonna go with Ethan Hawke's daughter.
Okay.
Me and George just saw The Black Phone, which we highly recommend. But Ethan.
Well,
Hawke's
which one
daughter.
Is his daughter? I wouldn't even know.
It's the chick that likes chicks, but I forgot what her name.
Oh, the hot one. I like her.
What's her name?
Robin.
Robin. There you go.
So that's why I'm attracted.
Yeah. So Robin's gonna die. That's my prediction. Teen, who do you got?
I don't know. I think it's Murray.
You got Murray? All right, George. What do you got?
I'm gonna be angry, and I think they may kill Eddie by the end of the season.
Oh, that's no. Come on, Eddie's a fan favorite.
I just think
Eddie is Tigman if Tigman had hair.
I don't want to see him go. I'm just saying, I think.
Who do you got there, Milk?
I think that we got faked out with Hop. I think they're going to actually kill him off this time.
They're going to kill Hopper?
Yeah, I think that they did the fake Hop with the season 3 ending, and that I think that this time we're going to lose him.
I got to see that reunion with 11.
We can't kill him because he already died in Predator. Hopper died in Predator, so he can't die.
But it wasn't this Hopper, though, right?
Is he known for anything else? Because he's really good. And
he was Hellboy in the remake. Uh-huh. He was in one of the Avengers films with...
Black Widow. He was...
He's not in the kind of films that
not
I would
the
watch.
Films you would
but
watch.
What's interesting is we've talked about how this show has obviously brought Kate Bush into the stratosphere. It also did a world of good for Winona Ryder. She was dead in the water for like 2 decades.
Yeah, because she got in trouble because she kept stealing from...
shoplifting.
Yeah, shoplifting.
Neither is Kate Bush.
Yeah.
She just didn't make the news. But
I wanted to just say that George Taylor, that was very funny. I'm Peter Gabriel. Hey. You get props.
And I was trying to do Vecna's voice because I was doing a little research before I came in here. He gargles a lot. He's like...
Just do the Freddy voice for the new Nightmare.
Somebody is dying and your friends won't survive.
That was Robert Englund in the show, right?
Yeah, with his eyes sunk.
And then either later in the same episode or in the subsequent one, Dustin made a Nightmare or an Elm Street reference, which I thought was a little too on point. I was like, you don't have to, we get it, you know?
Ah, Dusty Buns.
Yes.
All right, so the next song that we're going into is when we first get introduced to Billy and Max in season 3. You remember he was driving... really fast, not caring about the pedestrians at his school.
Yeah.
And Max gets out of the car. He's fighting with Max. And then Max walks by, and he looks like Michael from 1986 when he was working at the castle. He's got like that cheesy-looking mustache but the crazy perm.
Mm-hmm.
And he became one of those anti-fan favorites where you kind of liked him, but you also thought, you know, this guy's a jerk,
yeah,
so to speak. But this is right when he first comes into the show. It's Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane. We're the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Here I am.
blood is burning. Sunset shout. Desire is coming. Breaks out loud. Lost is the cages. The storm breaks loose. Just help to make it. We still wanna choose.
Colvin Brothers on Z93, Stranger Things all hour long, music from the first four seasons. If you're watching the final two episodes, I applaud you. I have to catch up as soon as the show is over. And maybe I got to catch up on Money in the Bank, too. I think that was last night, right, George? I can't keep track of these pay-per-views.
I ain't even watch wrestling pay-per-views anymore. Just Raw and SmackDown.
I'm almost done with Peaky Blinders. That's really good.
Peaky Blinders?
I could strongly recommend that. It's
Cillian Murphy?
It's gang warfare in the from 1919, and they're up to 1930. Like the stock market just crashed. It's excellent. It's Sopranos, but in Britain in the 20s.
I don't know. I watch only Murders in the Building because Selena Gomez is in it.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, is that with Martin Short and Steve Martin?
Yes.
So random that she's on that show. It's like, hey, let's find somebody that's in their 20s and throw them with two guys in their 80s.
I kill Selena.
So Frank, our father, has been very established throughout our 96 shows here at Z93 or the podcast.
I don't listen.
What's the famous thing that he'll always tell you, George, right?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, so a new feature, it's called You're an Idiot. So each week or whenever I find the time, I will have somebody that Frank will call out and say, you're an idiot. All right, so I won't name the venue, okay? I won't name when I was there, okay? But I've been DJing for quite a while, not as long as Michael. But everywhere that we go, the vendors, the photographers, the videographers, and the DJs, they can get some cocktails. They can, and when I say cocktails, during cocktail hour, you can get some little yummies.
Yeah, appetizers.
You get dinner. Only a few places will feed you first. A lot of places will make you wait. But a place that will rename... But a place that will remain unnamed. I was actually turned off by this because I give the place a 10 as far as being amazing. Everything about it was amazing. Gorgeous place. And then a lady taps us on the shoulder and says, you can't partake in the cocktail hour. When it's over, we'll have a plate of food from leftovers.
You've got to be kidding.
That will be down the walkway in a tent.
In 35 years, I've never had that happen.
And then they said, that's also where you'll be eating your dinner. So I went around the corner to check it out, and I picked up the trays, and it was like this vegetarian lasagna that had to be 2 days old, these chickens. And then when they finally brought out the hors d'oeuvres from the cocktail hour, there was at least 13,000 flies going around
them. You got to be kidding me. For a cocktail hour, they jammed you up?
Yeah. Even though I still went in there and got my...
Well, of course you did. But I mean, how would they even know?
But I just thought that was... It just turned us both of us off because I was working with another guy.
Yeah.
The fact that they would do that to you and be that snotty and then put you in a tent down the hallway.
Well, I just tell the people that I'm under contract, and a part of my contract, which is true, is that I get fed. And that, you know, so that would be my end around me. But that's no good at all. I've never heard of that happening.
So as Frank would say, you're an idiot.
Who died today?
So who died today? I got a lot of them. Number one, in 1971, this gentleman died of a heart failure at age 27. Want to take a guess, Michael?
I'm going to go with Mr. James Earl Morrison.
Yes, the lead singer of The Doors. I did tell you were foreshadowing for something later in the show.
Well, yeah, it was July 3rd, and he died in Paris. And, you know, of course, because you get to a certain level of celebrity, then the world won't, you know, believe that you're actually dead. You know, it foreshadowed Q, I guess. But so anyways, yeah, he's very, very much dead. Didn't take care of himself. Nothing cool about dying at 27, people.
Number two, 1989, the man who played Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island.
Lovey.
The voice of the animated Mr. Magoo series. Mm-hmm. His name was James Jim Backus. He dies of pneumonia at age 76.
Yeah, well, he had a good run, but yeah, that was an iconic character on Gilligan's Island.
And Mr. Magoo, that was on the old USA Network. We used to watch, I remember the Christmas episode. I used to ask Mom, I'm like, how come his eyes are never open? You know, he always was squinting. I wasn't sure what was going on. Number three, 1993 was the year. Baseball Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star, former Cy Young, Brooklyn Dodger, L.A. Dodger.
Is it Don Sutton?
Yogi Berra.
It's Don.
Don Drysdale.
Yep. Age 56.
Drysdale was a Brooklyn Dodger, too? Yeah. I didn't realize he went back that far.
Yep. Age 56. I think it was Zolz's favorite pitcher or something like that.
Everything's Zolz's favorite.
Well, Zolz started watching them back in the day when they were
I did not picture him. As a Brooklyn Dodger, okay.
Number four, also on that same date in 1993, Curly from the Three Stooges dies of pneumonia at 83. A lot of pneumonia.
Well, that's the different Curly. See, the Curly that we know has been died like in the 40s. There was a replacement Curly. That's the one that you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Maybe he didn't. That's why he didn't get too much fanfare when I was looking it up.
No, not big a deal.
Number five, we got to get two for 2012. Actor, comedian, television producer, writer, famous for the Andy Griffith Show. And Mom's favorite, Matlock. Remember Matlock?
Oh, sure.
Died from a heart attack at age 86. That was, I didn't write it down, Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith himself, of course. Yeah. Yes.
So he died at 86.
It's remarkable how frequently the Andy Griffith reunion show is on television. Because every time it's on, I have to text Breck about it. Oh, I'm going to have to turn that on.
I met Ron Howard once.
And then finally, also on July 3rd of 2012, many ladies' hopes and dreams of dating the Sizz came to an end. When the Sizz tied the knot to Blondie. Even though she's not listening, 10 years in the books. So happy anniversary.
Has it been 10 years?
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, Kristen.
I think it's been 10 years since I talked to the girl I brought to your wedding.
Oh, can I say her name on the air?
Goya.
Yeah, Goya. Or I used to call her Yohala.
Hey, Bryce. Oh, boy.
We're the Colbert Brothers on Z93. Z93 Stranger Things, and we are here with two strange people. It's Yateen and George Taylor.
People are strange.
Yeah, people are strange. You know what? Teen's been like helping you out with karaoke for how many years now?
I was about like 12.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, 2010.
An obnoxious amount of time.
Yeah, you know, and George has been around since...
Since the 80s.
John Winfrey introduced me to George. That's
now,
how
you knew John first?
Yeah, I told you. I think we... Well, that show never made it to the air.
Might have, yeah.
But... yeah.
Unfortunately.
George was a friend of John, and John randomly came in with this guy named Mike McCaffrey, where he kind of like aligned himself with Mike McCaffrey. And then shortly after that, George appeared.
Well, how did you know John then?
Because he worked at the theater with us, with Mike McCaffrey.
I always thought that George was the theater connection.
George worked at the theater, but he came in after. Okay.
Predated me by a year at the...
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I worked at the Discovery Zone, which is now a parking lot.
Oh, let's sing it. Ready? Going to the DZ Discovery Zone. Discover it all on my own. Yeah.
Definitely do not know that song.
All right. I was a little off key, but that's the song. Icicle Works, Whisper to a Scream.
Oh, there's a classic right there. You know, they would fall into the category of one-hit wonder, but it wasn't really a hit. But it did get a lot of airplay in my formative years. And when the episode that Stranger Things rolled it out, I was like, oh, Icicle Works. Love those guys.
So we talked about at the beginning of the show, Caesar is going to be outside on the deck tomorrow, Mahoney's. Yo, whatever, yo. George, you need that $2, yo.
It's a great time because, you know, you want to get down to the walkway early. Like the fireworks, my favorite thing when I was working in my former radio station, people would call up, you know, we were doing mornings and you'd be like, you know, what time did the fireworks start? Noon, you know, just to screw with them. But, you know, the fireworks will start at dusk, but you've got to get down there. There's going to be a lot of people. It could be a record-setting crowd tomorrow night because of the nonsense of the past several years. So get down there early and plan to stay late. Caesar will entertain you before the fireworks. When the fireworks start, they take a break. When they're done, I start, and I just go into the night at Mahoney's.
Take the train.
Yeah, take the train from Hyde Park to Poughkeepsie.
From New Hamburg.
New Hamburger? Mahoney'sIrishPub.com for all the specials. Pat updates that for you every single Monday. All kinds of good yummy yummies. And, you know, of course, karaoke with Lewis Chu on Wednesdays, right?
Yes.
And yay, team!
The very literal Lewis. Literal Lewis. He's got it. I mean, he really does have a fan club. Team, back me up on this. When he sings,
oh my God,
he holds the crowd in rapture.
Yes.
It's July 4th this week, so will Lewis be doing a July 4th song?
I'm going to do a song by Bruce Springsteen.
Or the Neil Diamond song.
Oh, Coming to America?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Place your bets now, Crunch, if we ever see you. All right, we got one more tune for you for Stranger Things. After Dark, Open the Door, Gentlemen, for Lane, because I believe that he owns us on A-Track.
Yes, Lane is always busting our chops because everything you play is so simple and predictable, and it's the same thing over and over again. I've never heard of this tune.
You know what, Lane? Michael puts a lot of music on here that I never heard of, which isn't really saying a lot.
But almost 10 years older than you. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but I assume that a lot of that's for Lane and the OB. And even our friend, the Breckman, who earlier in the show told us what we should be doing around July 4th.
Yes.
Right?
He made it in.
Did the Mosher's Corn come in through Amazon yet?
No, but Mosher's Corn isn't available to the 7th of July.
Oh, man.
You can't get it early. Otherwise, you get mealyworms.
All right. Speaking of Breckman, we need to get out of here and get some cherry bombs from his house. It's July 4th tomorrow, everybody. Happy Independence Day. Bryce, grab a microphone.
Happy Independence Day.
We're the Colburn Brothers on...
A93.
Come on with a gun. Come on with a heart attack. Come on, suicide. Yeah, just like you attract. Save a new face for me. Turn around and take it off. Save a new place for me. Yeah, just where the flowers drop. Now that was new to you. You open up the door. I fall below my feet. I crawl out on the floor. Now that was new to you. Crawl out on the floor. inside says be what you wanna be. This room there is no door, there is no in or out. My mind it has a door, it opens with a shout. Laugh at what's new to you.
Podcast.
Written on the pages is the answer to a never-ending story.
It's family.